Waiting for Godot by Samuel Beckett is probably, in the history of the Coconut Grove Playhouse, the most important play that was ever done there, because not only did it open the Coconut Grove Playhouse in 1956 with the American premiere of that play, the Coconut Grove Playhouse forever would be known as the place where the American premiere of Waiting for Godot took place. So it was not lost on me that at some point we should do Waiting for Godot, and I chose, rather than to just repeat it in the way it had been done in the past, I would do it with an all-Hispanic cast and not change one word, but find the way to have an audience in Miami understand that these two lost tramps, Lucky and Pazzo and other characters in the play, were all universal, and it didn't matter who was playing them. The importance of the play as an analogy and understanding of life's journey was going to be there. I'd had a previous history with the play at the Hole Theater Company, where I directed a version with women, starring Olympia Dukakis and Judith Delgado as the tramps, Dee Dee and Gogo. And Harold Clurman, the noted drama critic, came to see it and said we should move it to New York. But it was actually Samuel Beckett himself who decided that women should not be allowed to play Godot. I was shocked that the father of the avant-garde felt that despite us not having changed one word of his script, he did not wish to see women who, in my mind, wait more than anyone and have in some ways waited long enough to play his play. I hope someday that changes and the world is able to see Waiting for Godot with an all-female cast, or at least three of the four members, as we did it, being female.